Welcome to Design to Help Your Business Grow. I'm your host, Randy Lynn Johnson. Each episode will bring tips and insight into how to make sure your interiors are working for you and growing your business. And I appreciate you saying about customer service and stuff, because that actually segues into the next thing I want to talk about is customer experience being a competitive edge.
Oh, yes.
You know, so with the dawn of the information age, it's brought this idea of new currency, the customer experience. How a customer feels during their interaction with your brand often holds more sway in their decision-making process than any other factor.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so customer experience is what sets Chick-fil-A apart from other, I'm not going to name names, but we know, where you go in and nobody even greets you to take your order.
Right.
And you got Chick-fil-A people offering more service. Can I refresh your beverage? You know, like
it's those little flowers on the table.
Everything. It's an experience.
And we love it. They really did get it.
And I mean, because I know Chick-fil-A's, you know, a little pricier. But according to a study by American Express, customers are willing to spend 17% more on companies delivering excellent customer service.
Oh, wow. So, that's a great stat.
I mean, it just goes to show people, they want to feel something.
Mm-hmm. It's totally true. And, you know, that's the thing. Like I said, I mean, I can't dictate how you're going to take care of people. But we work with great clients. I mean, people that are already doing great work. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is just accentuate that in the space that they're doing the work in. We just want to make sure it's saying the same thing that their mission and vision says in the back room. You know, this is how we treat people. We want the space to feel like that's how they're going
absolutely
to be treated.
So the investments in the comfort of seating, or
how
they can move around in the space, or the ambiance. You mentioned scent and sound, all of it.
Yep.
Is their space communicating what they value and
absolutely
hold dear?
Yeah.
So good. This little thing. So another point about customer experience is the idea of creating repeat customers. A study by Brain and Company indicated that a mere 5% increase in customer retention can boost profits by an astonishing 25 to 95%.
Wow.
The likelihood of selling to an existing happy customer is up to 14 times higher than the probability of selling to a new customer, according to Marketing Metrics.
Yep. That's good stats.
Yeah.
For any business owner,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness.
Wanting to keep those that they've already made happy.
Mm-hmm. So you guys who are listening, you might be asking yourself, Randy Lynn, I thought we were talking about design and business. What is this talk about customer experience? And I'm so glad you asked. So Robin, how do these two relate?
Mm-hmm. The really important part is, do they know who you are? Do they know why you do what you do? What sets you apart from other people in your industry, your competitors? These are the questions that we like to try to answer before we start designing. We want to create a design around how to set you apart for what your magic is and make you famous in the community that you're in for what you do. Yeah, let me circle back and just touch a couple of notes I made before. But one of them is that when people come into a new space, they're always a little nervous. They're not sure where to go, looking around like, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? So having some wayfinding, some focal points, some direction is super important for that. Just makes people feel more comfortable. Number two is that most people are not the only people in their field, right? So you've got competitors. We want to help you design around what makes you great. What's the magic in what you do that makes you rise above your competitors? And we want to accentuate those things in the space and make those apparent to your clients and customers when they walk in the door.
You want to help people be famous.
I do.
I love that.
I do. I want to make my clients famous for what they do in their community. It's my favorite thing. I've gotten to work with some really great people, and it's been so fun to watch them soar. I mean, working with a company that thought it was going to be 5 years before they would expand to a second location, they were expanding in a year and a half. Now, of course, I don't put that in my backpack like that was all me, but I think I was a part of the process with
them.
They have a great product. They have great customer service, and together we've grown. Matter of fact, we partner now with this company every time they have a new location. They see us as part of their branding package now.
Their whole team.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So as customers increasingly prioritize experience over products or services alone, businesses have to understand the impact that their physical spaces have on creating that memorable client experience.
Yeah.
Because interior design elements such as lighting, layout, and decor can really influence customer perception. In an increasingly competitive market, the merits of using interior design as a strategic growth tool can make all the difference in not just surviving, but thriving.
Hasley Commercial Interiors, designed to help your business grow.